Hi, this is Mike Dettillier, and you are listening to Flourish Truly with Tina and Georgette.
Live from New Orleans, home of good food, good music, and tons of fun. This is Tina and Georgette with Flourish Truly. Hey, my friend, happy Gumbo Tuesday!
Happy Gumbo Tuesday. It snowed here, Tina, for 30 seconds, but it snowed nonetheless.
Yes, well, it's in the 50s here. It's going to drop in the 30s tonight. I'm not complaining because I will have gumbo. I'm making gumbo tomorrow. I got all my goodies today, and I'll be making it tomorrow. But yeah, it's in the 50s. We'll be in the 30s. And then, of course, this weekend, it's going to jump back in the 80s. So how crazy is that? Only in Louisiana, baby.
Yep, absolutely.
I mean, if it's going to be this cold, send me your snow. You know what I mean?
Like, that's I know you can have it.
If it's going to be this cold, I want snow. I want us to just be stuck inside. I want something pretty to look at. 30s is a little too chilly, especially because I have to go spend hours outside wrapping up plants now in the middle of October, which we don't expect to normally do this stuff until December. So of course, it'll be in the 80s. We'll have to uncover everything, but at least the Saints don't play Sunday. They play Thursday. So I'll have some more free time this weekend.
There you have it. Sunday's free and wide open for you.
Yeah, we'll need to recover after the last
four days.
Oh, so our poor Saints. Man, if y'all have not seen the injury report, trust me, you're not missing anything. It is absolutely just horrific, the amount of players that we have out that didn't play on Sunday, and they're not going to play, obviously, Thursday night. Mike Thomas, Jarvis, the good thing is Chris Olave is out of concussion protocol, so he will play. But both of our quarterbacks, Jameis and Andy Dalton, are limited. Andy Dalton has a back injury now to go along with Jameis's. I guess, you know, he didn't want him to feel alone. So now he has a back injury. So it's the big question, is Taysom Hill going to get the start?
Give me some Taysom. You saw what he did in Seattle. I'm about it. You know what? I mean, he can lob the ball down the field. Olave's back. So we got someone to catch it. We've got Rashid. That kid is like the wind. So I just say, let's, you know, make Andy the backup, put Taysom in. Let's get it rocking and rolling.
We got to make something happen. We got to do something. We got to pull up Sean's trick playbook and throw everything we can at the Cardinals to try to win this game. Because as y'all know, we lost on Sunday. We shouldn't have lost on Sunday. We had control of that
game. Oh my God.
You know, game plan, everything was working. And then somehow we just lost our heads and shot ourselves in the foot and lost the game, gave up.
It was like 3 minutes to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Jamar Chase just, you know, the defense just, I don't know if they were tired. They just, you know, were thinking about like, hey, the cool weather. I want to get home and go to the store and get some gumbo ingredients. I don't know what they were thinking about. It's just absolutely crazy how we lost that game. We, you know, the run game was working great. We gave up that. Where was Taysom on the last series? I mean, just everything that was making that game be effective, they just threw out the window.
Listen, 3 minutes to go, 3:42 or whatever it is, we're thinking, okay, we got this lockdown. We don't use Taysom. So now I'm annoyed. They get the ball back. And then it's like blown coverage. No one's tackling. They're missing Joe Burrow. Suddenly the guy's mobile. He's never been this mobile his whole career. And now he evades 50 tacklers and then gets the ball to Jamar. And that guy just like sails into the end zone. And I'm at my TV screaming at it, putting the receiver or the remote control down so that I don't smash the television set. I was so furious. We controlled that game. Defense has no excuse. They could not ever say the words, "We were tired." Boys, you were sitting on your rumps on the sideline. We in control of that clock at 25 plus minutes that we controlled that game.
And had 20 points going into the half, which
it's disgusting.
None of that season.
I'm so mad. I'm actually legitimately angry with it. I've given them some emotional passes up to now, you know, growing pains, yakety yakety yak. But this one, this was coaching, and this was coaching, and this defense really made me angry. They didn't show up the second half of the game. Like, just, they were like,
so frustrated. I'm sitting there thinking to myself, okay, you know, yeah, we make jokes of Bengals with their offensive line issues and everything.
Swiss cheese.
Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, they're extremely talented. And this is a team that went to the Super Bowl last year.
Yes.
And you had them. You had this game in your grasp and you let it go.
Yeah, It was infuriating. They couldn't stop our run game. We had Mark Ingram blowing 11, 12 yards at a crack. And then suddenly we decide we're going to start pitching it down the field. What are we?
Yeah,
what?
My man was pounding the rock.
Oh my God. I was so, so happy
because people, he was finally being used right. And yep. he could mm-hmm. shut up people that were singing he was washed and he needed to go. Cause I was like, mm-hmm. are you talking about my dog there? I love Mark.
I know.
He's not, he ran hard and used properly. You know, Pete and Dennis, you know, have their mm-hmm. head in the game. You mm-hmm. see what he can do. That just everything changed. And like you said, the last couple of minutes, and it's very frustrating because we are now sitting at 2-4. The probability to make playoffs is like less than 11%. And mm-hmm. I'm not even going to discuss playoffs because right now at this point, I'll be happy for us to just have a winning record. My expectations mm-hmm. for the season are now, I said it, I remember this last week on the show, I said I was going to give it one more week. And mm-hmm. if I didn't see improvement and 75% of that game, I did. But what mm-hmm. you did in those final couple of minutes threw everything out the window. My expectations are gone. I know we're extremely beat up and injured team, but even at that, with our backup receivers and our backup quarterback, we were beating the Bengals. And mm-hmm. you just let it go. So I'm tired of the lip service. I'm tired of you telling me things are going to improve. You've not shown me in weeks. So I'm just mm-hmm. done. I'm happy to, hey, look, we're playing Thursday night. I hope for a win. I hope for the best. I hope nobody gets hurt. But I mean, all expectations of what I thought at the beginning of the season and, you know, all the hype, you know, the signings, just everything that, you know, we did right. We have completely did a 180. So it is what it is. I'm still a hoot at. I'll be a hoot at for life, but my expectations, you know, are just, hey, let's just, you know, hope for the best and no more injuries.
Yeah, I have been vocal about my support of Dennis and, you know, I wanted him to be successful, unlike his experience in at the Raiders. But Sunday, he, in the last 10 minutes of the game, I saw him reverting to his lack of affect. And I think it was because he got a bit confident. Things were, you know, still kind of going our way. They had, you know, narrowed the gap on the score. So I should have seen him, you know, getting with Pete, making sure things were firing, getting the defense, doing their jobs, tackling, I might add, missed tackles 10. I don't even want to talk about it.
They forgot how to wrap up, guys.
They're just like throwing themselves on the ground at feet. Oh my God.
I could have tackled.
Furious. I could have tackled. I can't even tackle my 25-pound dog, but I could have done a better job tackling, for goodness sake. So anyway, but I have to say, I need us to get out of this season. I'm there where I'm like week 7. All I want is for us to get out of the season and, you know, somehow manage to not ruin the careers of the guys that have built stellar careers here. Like, let's just get through the rest of this gong show. Because Dennis, I don't know what you're doing, but I'll tell you what you aren't doing. You are not doing a head coaching job right now. And I want you to come out and make a fool of me making this statement that you are ill-suited to this role. Ill-suited,
you are not,
and I need you to prove me wrong.
You are not the guy for us. So I wasn't in favor. I like Dennis as our defensive coordinator, but I was mm-hmm. not in favor of him being our head coach. I wanted Eric Bieniemy from the
same
Kansas City Chiefs, and that didn't happen. And I said, mm-hmm. okay, well, you know what? Gail, Mickey, they know what they're doing. Dennis, they know what they're doing. So let them make the decisions. You know, they want to hire Dennis Allen as our head coach. Okay, fine. Give him a chance. 7 weeks in, we've given him a chance. And all I keep hearing is the same lip service. Nothing's changing. So yeah, I'm back to how I felt. They made the wrong decision. If things continue in the offseason, there's going to have to be some serious discussions as to where we go and what we do. Because
agreed.
This is not acceptable. We have too much talent here. There's a lot of guys whose contracts have to be renegotiated. They need to be re-signed. A lot of free agents in the offseason. Why would they want to re-sign here? Tell me why the heck they'd want to re-sign here with this. This mess.
Agreed. Listen, I was so thrilled when we got Jarvis Landry and Tyrann Mathieu. And I thought, oh my God, they're going to be complimentary to an already stellar roster. And yeah, okay. Everyone wants the blah, blah, blah about Jameis. And I get it. That is a question mark. But the rest of the program was so stellar on paper that you can, this is a dream to walk into as a head coach. And all you need to do is play on their strengths and utilize what the talent that you, this immeasurable amount of talent on this roster. And none of that is happening. And it is so disconcerting to me that we have what we have and we're doing nothing with it. We're embarrassing ourselves week over week. And this is hard for me to say because I am a diehard like yourself. And I hate to say a bad word, but I gotta call it as I see it. And this isn't it.
Somebody told me the other day, bad teams do bad things. And this is a bad team. Yeah. And another person said, you know, we're the laughing stock of the league. And I was like, well, I wouldn't go that far. I'd say,
neither me.
You know, the Panthers and the Raiders, you know, we're in that bottom three for sure because of all the talent we have. And there is no reasoning for it. They're on the talk shows in the morning, you know, what's going on with the New Orleans Saints? Injuries are really bad. But I mean, like, how much can you use that as a crutch? Literally. I mean, you can't, because it's, again, when we saw the injury report last week and they were like, no Mike and no Jarvis and no Deontay, no Chris. And they were like, oh my gosh. But then Traquan and Callaway stepped up and Andy had a horrible performance. He had like 56% completion rate. And even with all of that, we had that game and we let 100%. It go. Mm-hmm. So you know what? We're out of excuses. We're out of reasons. And unfortunately for all our listeners, we're almost out of time too, but it just sucks. I feel like you know, I'm a diehard. I want this team to do well, but I'm just over it now. Don't want any more injuries. The whole thing with Jameis. Yes. I feel like you, I want to see Jameis healthy and see what he can do, but he's not. And yeah, everybody's like, oh, you know, he's not the answer either. How the hell do you know he's the answer or not? He's been injured this entire season. Yep. And he was out after 7 games last season. Now, if he had the numbers this season and he wasn't hurt that he had those 7 games, y'all would be ready to put a statue outside the Superdome for him. Mm-hmm. But yet people are sitting there going, he's not the answer. We need to look elsewhere. How do you know? Please hit me up online and tell me. I want to know how you know Jameis ain't our quarterback when he ain't been healthy enough to even play. And when he was out there, he shouldn't have been out there and he was doing all he could. And even on the sidelines, he's doing all he could to keep this team pumped up. That boy is, he wants to be here in New Orleans and he deserves a chance.
He does.
If he was 100% healthy and his 7 games in and his numbers were bad, then I'd say, okay, no, but you can't pin this on him. It's not his fault because he's been sitting on the sidelines.
Agreed. And I'll tell you what, you also can't pin this on him because he's not the one calling plays. And so all the people peeping and carrying on yip yapping about how he can't see downfield and he's missing this guy and missing that guy, I'm going to call some BS right there and just going to say, that's enough. I'm going to go back and say, Pete Carmichael's the problem. Pete Carmichael's calling the play into his helmet and telling him what to do. And he doesn't have the established cred ability to go back like Drew used to do and say to Sean, bruh, I'm not going that way. I'm going to call this because this is what I'm seeing on the line. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to cut Jameis some slack. This kid could be a franchise quarterback if he had someone who could create the proper scheme for him, particularly with the talent that we have.
I just want to be healthy and get a chance. Look, if he gets healthy in a couple of weeks and comes back and just stinks it up the rest of the season, I'll be the first one after the season's over with to sit there and say, okay, I was wrong. Mm-hmm. But give him the chance first when he's 100%, not 80%, not 60%. At 100%, give him a chance and see what he can do.
Do you imagine if we had gone with Eric Bieniemy and then with Jameis? Okay, now you can do your thing. I'm sorry. I just had to say it.
Oh, no. It's frustrating. And anybody listening to the show, they can tell, like, we are extremely frustrated at this point. So like I said, if you disagree with me, you know where I'm at. You can hit me up. I'm a Tina at the NOLA Girl on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Flores Truly at Flores Truly Pod, Flores Truly Podcast, Instagram, and Facebook. It is what it is. You know, we're not pulling punches anymore. It is time for accountability as a fan or, you know, supporter of this team. You know, you got to take the black and gold glasses off at this point.
Agreed.
So Georgette, tell everybody where they can come hit you up and throw themselves into this argument as well. Cause I know people are going to have something to say.
Yeah. Feel free to let me know your thoughts. Be totally interested. You can find me on the interwebs and the Twitter at Georgie68. That's Georgie with 2 E's.
I hope everybody has a fabulous week and we will see you next Tuesday on Force Truly. Who dat, baby?
Who dat, baby?